It's Best Fans Week with the Cleveland Browns. We're honoring the best fans in the NFL all week with daily prize giveaways going on now. Enter to win prizes each day, including VIP experiences, gear, gift cards, tickets, and more. There are new prizes each day. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com now for your chance to win. It is a Call Your Shot Friday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura alongside the notorious VIC. We're going to go to the phone lines and get a couple barks from the dog pound. Mark in East Cleveland, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, man? Happy holidays to the notorious one and Nate, the D.O.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Listen, I think the Browns will win 24-17, which would be a close one, but of course I think we'll come up. But my comment is this. Do you think that Jason Campbell has a good shot to be a starting quarterback next year, whereas it seems that Hoyer has already been the anointed one, so to speak? And also I wanted to say, I enjoy your show, because you have fun on it, but at the same time, you don't see eye to eye. And when you debate, it's a thick debate, and it's sincere. And but then at the end of the day, you still, you know, your boys again. So that's my comment.
I know. Yesterday, Notorious like, you are wrong.
Well, we gotta have we can't always agree all the time, even though we do agree most of the time. But I was passionate and honest. And you know, you brought up something too, and I'm glad you did, because I do have a close tie and friendship with Bill Polian, who now works for ESPN. We have him on the show periodically, SiriusXM NFL Radio. But when he was president of the Colts, he took a lot of heat for, and especially when they had a chance for a perfect season, for sitting down the starters. He did this, by the way, in Buffalo as well, during when they had all things clinched home field-wise, and sitting down the starters, and I hate that. I hated it, and I've told him. We've argued about it. He really, at the end of the day, he gets to make the call, and I just get to have an opinion about it. But I know you weren't really disagreeing. We weren't really disagreeing, I don't think. But we're crossing over. But it just is one of those. It's a pet thing, and I still think Belichick did it right, just by playing them out. You're a sitter, though. If you got things clinched, would you rather see sitting?
It just depends on what the situation is and what I'm dealing with. I think football players play. You need them to be rusty, because if you're a team that has clinched everything, including home field advantage, you're already not playing 1 week, so then you're not playing 2 weeks. But at the same time, if you throw Peyton Manning out there and he, you know, breaks his leg in week 17 in a game that means absolutely nothing to your ability to win a Super Bowl, you're going to catch a lot of heat for that, and that's something you want to prevent against.
And here's what I apply to that. That is totally right. I apply this, though. You go through off-season, training camp, preseason, with all of those possibilities.
That's why those guys don't play in the preseason.
And I understand, but I'm just saying, every day of practice is a day something goofy. And,
totally.
And I've seen them all, the freakish things. I've seen devastating injuries in the sand in Hawaii when they ended this game, that little touch football game. In fact, Jim Kelly was the coach that year. He had been retired from football when the running back from New England, they almost ended up having his leg amputated. He had that kind of a devastating twisted knee playing a beach football game, God's sakes, whatever it was, flag football on the beach.
I think there's some inherent risk in everything you do as a football player at all times. I think that they just look at it and say, when I can mitigate against this risk at a certain moment, I'm going to try to do that. The only area that you and I disagreed on is if, let's say, Green Bay is eliminated and Aaron Rodgers is out again this week. If Green Bay is eliminated,
you want to sit him.
I'm not bringing back a guy with an injury with a clavicle that you know is something that could easily happen again, or Randall Cobb. Just not jeopardizing
them. But my caveat is, medically cleared to play, you play him. I don't think the fact that he was hurt, because that's was hurt in the past,
right,
that means that once he can play, he can play. And I can't sell that to anyone in terms of integrity of the game. I'm back now to integrity of the game. I can't treat regular season games as preseason games. There's a regular season game going to happen at First Energy Stadium in a very cold and blustery place. And I'll be there as part of this organization and doing our thing to talk with the fans about it. And the fans who show up, there are, you know, diehards, and I hope there are even more than that showing up for this game, and they merit the integrity of a whole team showing up. I mean, a real team being there, and that would include this is not the case, but the scenario of a guy who, say, was a starter who had been hurt but is medically cleared to play. No, we're sitting you down because the game doesn't matter. I just can't, with a good conscience, allow myself to do that. Hey, Emmett, I think Emmett's still – Emmett, you're sitting in for Dino for a second here.
I think it's Ed in a car.
Yeah,
next.
For a hot second, I'm right here.
Yeah, for a hot second. Before we get to the call, though, did we have a? Do you have Devon Best handy to do an inside the locker room?
Or absolutely.
All right, so let's do that. Let's get this done because we've got a lot of stuff to get to. Devon Best sitting down with our own Jameer Howerton to go inside the locker room. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Devon, after a long week of preparing, how did practice go this week as you guys gear up for this final home game of the 2013 regular season?
It went really good. You know, the biggest thing for us is just preparing. We know they're a good football team. You know, they got a good shot at going to the playoffs, so they're gonna come out fired up, ready to go. For us, you know, we just got to keep swinging, man. It's going to show what type of characters in the locker room. You know, obviously, you know, we really don't know where our situation's at for the postseason. But, you know, guys in the locker room got heart, and we just got to keep fighting, man, and, you know, let the chips fall where they fall.
Devon, a lot was talked about this Chicago Bears offense and how powerful they are, led by quarterback Jay Cutler. But let's talk about that defensive side of the ball, because they're tough over there as well.
They are. They're very tough. You know, stout up front, you know, got pretty experienced on the back end. You know, got great coaching over there. You know, we played them in the preseason, got a taste of what they do. But obviously their starters didn't play. And now it's another opportunity. That's what it come down to, a great opportunity, and why not seize the moment?
And just looking back at last week's disappointing loss, what can you learn from that game? And not only that, let's just talk about quarterback Jason Campbell, the comeback after being concussed and to lead you guys.
He's a player, man. You know, he's been around the league for a long time, and you can see it in his play, you know, his experience and his poise and his ability to move on to the next play. But obviously, you know, when you're playing a good football team, you got to stay on top, you know. You can't give them opportunity, whether it's a penalty, a drop pass, whatever the case may be. When those opportunities come, you got to capitalize.
And what does this say about our offense and how powerful the guys that you're surrounded by?
We got players, man. Yeah. And, you know, I think that's one of the best things about our offense is we got a bunch of guys who can make plays. And, you know, you can't double team everybody. Somebody's going to be open.
Have you been?
Or somebody's going to be one-on-one, so.
Right. Have you been very impressed with the young receiver Josh Gordon as well as the young tight end Jordan Cameron?
Absolutely, they've been playing their tails off, doing a really good job, you know, especially converting, you know, big third downs, just all year, you know, making big plays, man, and that's what it's about. You got to be a playmaker in this league.
And lastly, how important is this game? It's the last home game of the regular season for the fans. It's going to be Fan Appreciation Day out there. Just talk about the emotion surrounding giving it up to these Cleveland Browns fans who've been supporting you guys throughout this 2013 season.
I mean, that's what it's about, you know. They're a big part of why we do what we do, you know. And, you know, they support us, you know, from day one. And we just got to continue to stay together and understand that they just as important as us. And win this one, not only for ourselves, but for them in the city.
Devon, thank you for your time, and good luck Sunday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Back to you, Vic.
Jameer, thank you. And Devon Best, thank you. The music is coming to you courtesy of Megan Rock's sweatshirt.
It's Santa quite Claus the Christmas sweater town. That you've got going on there. How long has this been in your collection?
Actually, it's not mine. It is actually a coworker of my mom's. But I like it so much, I think I may keep it.
Now, wasn't today a con? Talk about what was going on, because Nathan and I are not in on this. But this is you guys organized the contest to wear the ugliest Christmas sweatshirt.
Who's winning?
You know what? Sweater. I don't know. I think his name's Mike Judge. He works in the sales department. I think he's winning, but I don't think people know my sweatshirt sings. So I think
that should be an edge in the voting.
Oh, definitely. By
the
end.
So you're saving that. You haven't been like pressing the.
What's that?
No, but I mean, is that the deal where you haven't been flaunting the fact that it sings?
I think I should be now. I think I should.
Is there a prize?
That's a good question. I don't know, but I want to rig the voting just because I think my sweatshirt.
I don't know if there's anything as good as Pepsi for a year.
I know. I think I should.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. And here's the thing about that. You can't stop it once
right.
it starts.
I don't know how to stop the music, so it just has to run its course.
Just let it play out.
just let it play out.
I want you to be sitting like in a meeting, like a high-end staff meeting somewhere, and have that play and just see what everybody does.
as George Costanza would say, you know, things need to run their natural course. It needs to come run to its natural conclusion.
So.
We quote him a lot on this show, don't we?
Yeah, I'm a big Larry David fan. So since George Costanza basically is Larry David, I'll quote LD all day long.
Little brush with stardom.
George Costanza
is related to a good friend of mine back in Buffalo. It's his cousin. I'm the actor.
Jason Alexander. Sure. That's
Howard Simon. He's a radio guy in Buffalo, and they're cousins.
Really?
Yes.
I wonder what he's like in real life.
He said not the character. He's not that character. That's what I've had. Because, you know, they've had a lot of holiday events and stuff. They see each other. He's like really big and part of the family when they get together. They're from New York. Anyway, all right. So speaking of contests, how do we segue to that? George Costanza to Larry David to this. A free supply of Pepsi for a year is the prize. The Cool Browns prize of the day. We're giving this contest its own name. Cool Browns prize. We've given away so far an autographed Barkevious Mingo jersey. We've given away a TJ Ward autographed helmet, right?
Yes.
And
football.
We've given away what?
It was a football.
And, football. I'm sorry. I thought it was
bag.
A helmet. It was a football. Football. Swag bag,
yep.
Which had all kinds of neat clothes in it, and like your cool jacket that Miz thinks is badass.
He covets it.
I hear there might be a chance that that may end up under his Christmas tree.
I hope not. I'd like him to
still you don't
be
want
envious.
Him to have
no.
it so he can't one up you?
Well, the only
or
one
you,
who,
not one up but cancel out your coolness.
I got this one cuz I really liked it. I thought it was very cool, so I actually got it from, you know, where you shop for the best holiday gift for the Cleveland Browns fan. Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns theme shop this holiday season. Or visit the team shop at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week. Or do what I did, which is shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. No, this one, because the only person who has this jacket is actually Chud, wears this jacket on the sideline a lot. But Brad, our equipment guy, Brad Mellon.
Look at you now just showing off.
No, I bought it.
I understand.
It would have been cooler if I got it.
No,
it'd
but
be
it's
a lot
cool
cooler,
that you
trust
bought
me.
It because you're currying favor now with the head coach. Look,
I
bought
didn't
this
know
jacket
that at
that's
the
just
time.
Like yours.
I've had
you
this jacket
did.
For a while.
You research stuff. You're an analytics guy. You research that. I know you found
I did
out.
Not know that at the time because we actually went down there yesterday with our equipment guy, Brad Mellon, to try to get one. For the Miz, as the head coach,
walks by
right now. Enjoying?
Yeah, he's making fun of your.
I know,
your
I know
toque.
He is. You got to keep the head warm,
skull,
man. That's where the knowledge
cap.
Is. You got to bake and marinate the knowledge.
I love when people walk by this glass enclosed place and make gestures at us.
They do. We get a lot of gestures.
Some we can't repeat on the air.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway. We said the contest is coming up. We'll find out which caller that is. This is a big second hour. And I guess we ought to get it. We better allow some time for it. Nate Ulrich is coming. Dave DiNatale is begging us to get to a break here. Nate Ulrich will be with us from the Akron Beacon Journal. We're going to have Gerard Cherry.
Friday forecast.
All kinds of stuff. Your calls. Stick around for more CBD. Stick around.